when I go into writing or recording, I just love the creative, being musically creative. It's just, the first thing that I remember when I was a little boy was when I walked up to a piano and I noticed that this way the notes get higher and that way the notes get lower. And immediately I had like an epiphany. I just knew music. It was very natural. I said, okay, now I, there was two things that happened. The first thing was I realized the structure of music. Do you know what I mean? That's higher and that's lower and that's this place here. And I didn't even know what written music, I didn't understand the language, but I instinctively knew what it was, so to speak. You know, I said, oh, these are the notes. It was just so easy. You know, and they go here and it sounds like that and you can do any. And then the second epiphany was the creation of music is infinite and you'll never tap it out. And it's there for you. It was like all of a sudden being born into one of the greatest playgrounds in the world forever.
Wow.
And that's always been at the forefront of what I do, is finding the excitement and the enthusiasm in an idea, and then bringing it into the world and enjoying the process, you know? And that is very fulfilling to me. Now, all through the years, because I've been a professional musician now for 36 years, there's been great challenges in my life, not unlike a lot of people, but they were never really musically. Mm-hmm. You know, that was always just the free-flowing thing. There's been insecurities, ego, intense ego at times, you know, fear of not fitting in, fear of failure, all these things that just are in the collective, you know. But there was the thing that always eclipsed those fears or that little voice of insecurity was a good idea. It's like, whoa. Everybody does it. You get a vision for something, an idea, and you get that feeling of enthusiasm. And then from there, it's up to you.
Well, yeah, and most people don't necessarily allow themselves to pursue those things.
Yeah,
they may have fears or blocks. Yeah. And so how have you overcome some of those things, you know, being that you have had such a long career? Has it been such a driving force that to create that it doesn't really, at the end of the day, matter how it's received? Or how do you get past those insecurity fears?
Yeah. Well, it's across the board in that through the years, much of the work that I do is based on pure creative freedom. Mm-hmm. And I have no expectations. Mm-hmm. I have no boss except my impulses. That's the boss, right? And it's or your instincts, as they say. And everybody has them. Mm-hmm. And everybody is unique. That's obvious. It's even me saying that you're unique is hard for some people to believe or swallow, you know, because they think in thinking that you're unique egoically means that to the ego you're better than. But really, at the ground level, it's absurd to not see that everybody is unique, because like I'm looking at you right now, and out of 7 billion people on the planet, I could recognize your face. Right. Why is that? Because you're unique. Mm-hmm. So it would stand to reason that your creative desires are unique. Mm-hmm. Now finding your creative impulses can be a challenge, because there needs to be an opening to your instincts, your uniquely creative instincts. There needs to be a clear opening. Do you know what I mean?
I do. So I'm curious how, obviously yours is open. How have you been able to maintain that? Because what it sounds to me like is that, first of all, you have a deep sense of a belief in abundance, that it is infinite. Your creativity is infinite, that everybody is unique. So even if you have influences, things have never been done by you the way that you're going to do them. So that
How
is
could
unique,
they be?
Right? But the allowing part, the opening the getting out of your own way part, mm-hmm. I think that's where a lot of people struggle. And some of it has to do with how they're brought up, you know, and I'm curious about the support that you received along the way, because people have to believe in themselves, but also receive the support and have it come from a background that being a creative professional is a legitimate, you know, direction for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some people don't need any explanation because they're doing it because their creative impulses are stronger than their egoic mm-hmm, desires. Mm-hmm. And they're just, they don't have a choice. And you can see that in great artists, great, in any field, right? And many times we are naturally expressing our unique creative instincts and we don't even realize it because the ego thinks, mm-hmm. well, that's not important. That's not going to change the world. That's not going to make you famous. Mm-hmm. That's not going to make you rich. How are you going to make money on that? Mm-hmm. You know, that not people aren't going to like. So it's the ego, right. You know. Now, one of the things that a person can do to create an opening into their own creative potential is first, you have to want that. Mm. You have to come to the knowing, not the me telling you. Yeah. You have to come to the knowing that you are unique and that your creative impulses are absolutely, unequivocally valid.
And the world needs you. That's what I would add to that. You know, it's like we need that variety. We need...
That's what life is. That's the thing that causes creation is the variety, mm-hmm. the beauty. Mm-hmm. The beauty in life is in the embracing of the variety of things. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If all the world was blue, there would be no color blue, right. You know?
Right.
And everything you do has a creative element in it. Mm-hmm. Everything you do is, on one level, creative because you have choices and you're making choices. Mm-hmm. And whether you're making breakfast or you're making your bed or whatever it is, everything on one level is a creative process.